The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Mariah, and welcome to The Spotlight this Friday. Well, this Friday's Spotlight, we are hosting Samuel Cherinet, who is a UNV from Ethiopia. He holds a master's degree in international cooperation and humanitarian aid, a certificate in humanitarian operations program, and a bachelor's degree in political science and international relations. Well, Samuel has over 6 years of experience in humanitarian and development sector, working for different international NGOs within the complex humanitarian setting. Well, before coming to UNMISS, which is in South Sudan, he worked for GIZ, Save the Children International, Organization for Migration, IOM, and Digital Opportunity Trust International. Samuel is passionate about learning new things, playing table tennis, running, and being outdoors. Currently, Samuel is a UNV based in WAO. Samuel, welcome to the Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Right. So let's talk about the time when you arrived in South Sudan. You came to South Sudan. What was the first feeling the day you arrived or the day you reported to work?
Oh, that's interesting. The first day when I came to UNMISS compound, you see people from different countries, different cultures. That was an interesting memory. And then I went directly to my accommodation. The team welcomed me very well very nice welcoming gesture. That was my memory when I came to South Sudan.
Right. And didn't you do any research about South Sudan? Very many of your colleagues, before they come here, they do so much research. You didn't do that?
Yeah, obviously I did, like googling online, watching YouTube videos, and searching for different documentaries to have at least basic understanding of what is happening here.
So how long have you been here? How long have you been in South Sudan?
Yeah, I've been here since March 2023.
Okay, that was last year, March. Right, and looking at you being separated from your family, of course, doesn't mean that you don't have a chance to go home. I'm sure you do have your R&R, but in the meantime, while you are here, separateness and this thing that you feel when you leave your country and family, has the absence of your family affected you?
No, honestly speaking, no, because I do check in with my families, and also just part of stress management, I will socialize with people who are around me, my colleagues and also my friends in the mission. And to be honest. And also I'm making use of the R&R and also annual leave opportunities provided by UNMISS.
Right, and what a way of accepting your situation and just, you know, deciding to socialize. And thank goodness for technology, right? You can FaceTime your family anytime.
Yeah, exactly. That's what exactly I'm doing also.
Right. So what are some of the things that you have done as a volunteer that you would like to share with us? And just to, before we continue, what section are you in UNMISS and while you're based in WAO?
All right. So I've been working as a recovery, return and reintegration officer for Protection, Transition and Reintegration Section since March 2023. It is an important role because I'm part of the team who are preparing a safe ground for those people who are internally displaced and also refugees to return back to their home and also to help them back to their place on their feet after having, you know, forced by a conflict, climate change, and also being unable to make their livelihood to flee. Yeah.
Right. So that means that you work closely with the community in WAO.
Yes, exactly. Not only in WAO, we are covering almost three counties, Raja, WAO, and also Ju River counties.
That's right. That's in Western Baragazal. So,
yes, exactly.
Right. So what are some of the best things during your work there since last year, 2023, in March, and you're making a year very soon? What are some of the three things that have stood out for you during your service?
All right. As I said, like our team work to provide a safe ground for those internally displaced persons and the refugees to return back to their home, and also to foster improved protection of civilian environment, and also promoting current and stabilization, current stabilization and the peace building initiative for the communities in Western Bahr Ghazal. You know, as I have said, it is a sign of hope for those IDPs to return back to their home after having refugees or IDPs outside of their country and also within their country. But when they come back with a lot of challenges, especially around the critical needs for basic service infrastructure and also capacity building of the local institution. And one part of our section, responsibility is implementation of quick impact projects, which are like mainly engaging. And this project is coordinated by my section, together my team members, of course, with the support from our sponsoring section. As the name implies, this program initiatives that can be swiftly implemented, often by our local implementing partner at relatively low cost. So I'm supporting this one. So far, we have implemented the different school projects, policy stations, which are providing basic social services for the communities around. This is what I'm doing and what I've supported so far.
So what survival skills have you acquired over the months that you would like, I mean, that would you think would be valuable to anyone aspiring to become a volunteer?
Well, understanding the context in which we are operating is paramount. As a UNV, once we know that one, you know, the culture and the context in which we are operating, that will be definitely helpful for any UN volunteer joining the mission. And once you know that one, you can easily integrate yourself within the team member and also within, of course, other sections, peoples, and learning different cultures and the socializing. That's a best strategy, which will help a UN volunteer to cope. Of course, helping me as a UN volunteer to cope up with the situation.
Right, right. And how has your life changed serving as in that department where you ensure that community members who have been displaced are reintegrated with their families? How has your life changed serving in that capacity?
Well, by work with my colleagues from different countries, from different cultures, and also with different background when it comes to professional life, I've been contributing to the efforts which is already ongoing while learning from their experience and also contributing from my side. That has helped me. Beyond that, when I see the impact of our intervention in the community, for example, when we see the school constructed and also handed over to the community to provide safe teaching, learning environment for the community, that's a part of the impact we are making as a mission. So I'm always happy to see those kind of impacts, practical impacts.
Right.
UN volunteer.
Right. And and Samuel, on this show, we always share music. So let's just break for a short musical break and we'll be right back.
And the music.
Yeah. Bang, 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 bang. Intelligent diva. Real African flower. For real, she's a queen of Hagiga. Sweet Junobia. Oh, baby, focus on me. It's about to be a bumpy ride, oh babe, focus on me. Don't even blink, cause I swear you will miss it. Half the day, let's sabah el mahdira, eh, hakura. But I want you to focus on me, cause I want you to know this dance. Atuguse, baby. Atuguse, duguse, duguse, baby. Atuguse, baby. Atuguse, duguse, duguse, baby. Moving slowly. Give me no space, I am loving your ways. Even if it's late, baby, for you. I'll ride, let me help Taki. I'll die, itelo mahagi. Oh, itelo mahagi. Oh, itelo mahagi. I'll ride, let me help Taki. I'll die, itelo mahagi. Oh, itelo mahagi. Baby, I want you to
focus on me. Baby girl, would you put your focus on me? Cause I said, baby, half the day, let's sabah el mahdira, eh, hakura, but I want you to focus on me, cause I want you to know this dance. Aduguze, baby, aduguze, duguze, duguze, baby, aduguze, baby, aduguze, duguze, duguze. Drop, drop and rotate, baby girl, let me see you do aduguze. Drop, don't ever stop, let me feel you, feel you, feel you in my bed. Let me feel you, feel you, feel you in my bed.
Let's suffer, all I needed in my bed.
Focus on me. It's about to be a bumpy ride, oh babe. Focus on me. Don't even blink, cause I swear you will miss it. Half the day, let's suffer, el mahidira, eh, hakura. But I want you to focus on me, cause I want you to know this dance. Aduguze, baby, aduguze, aduguze. Duguze, baby, I do say, baby, I do say, duguze, duguze, baby, moving slowly, give me no space, I am loving your ways, even if it's late.
Oh yes, welcome back. You're listening to this Friday's edition Spotlight program. My name is Irene Lasson. Today, my spotlighter today is Samuel. Cherinet, and he's a UNV serving with UNMISS here in South Sudan, based in Wau. Yes, Samuel, what is it that attracted you to becoming a volunteer?
Well, volunteerism is all about community. You know, I actually started the volunteer work when I was higher education institution student. I used to work as a student representative, which is a volunteer position. And as I said, it's all about the community. It's all about dealing with the challenges which your community is facing, and also looking for a better solution for that, and also contributing on efforts which is already ongoing, either by the government or by the local communities. Yeah, that's why I'm interested to become a volunteer.
Right, okay. Yeah. So also, you said that you started volunteer work way back while you were still in school, right? So what are those things that you felt so profoundly touched as you started way back then as a volunteer? What pushed you into volunteerism as a student then?
When I was a student, like, you can contribute to what is already ongoing or efforts which is already ongoing. Of course, it may be a little contribution, but the impact is very high. And when you see that impact, you know, you will feel something like this can be done. What seems impossible is possible always if we all start contributing from our side, based on our expertise and also based on our knowledge and skills we have. So that's how I feel when it comes to volunteerism and what's motivating me to become a UN volunteer.
That's interesting. So did you have people around you who are also volunteers? Was this a compulsory project while at school, or it was just, you know, like voluntary in its sense?
No, you're normally nominated by your classmates based on your personal qualities. That's how I came into volunteering world.
Right. Okay. So just tell me, what was really memorable about your journey as a volunteer in the early ages?
It was interesting. You will receive a lot of complaints, challenges, and also feedback from your college, and you will serve as a bridge between your academic lectures and the university management, and the, you, of course, you have a lot of burdens. As a student, there are a lot of questions coming out from the students, and as student representative, you need to make sure that all these questions and concerns are raised and shared with relevant authorities and also school and the university management team. And if things are not going well, they will come to me and say, this is happening, so we need to make sure that it's already shared with the management team or the lecturer,
okay,
and the teachers as well. Yeah, so yeah, the very interesting journey where you will start learning, you know, what exactly it means having responsibility on
right.
someone.
Right, yeah. And being introduced to responsibility as a
exactly.
student, what did you like most about that experience?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the students will come with like a short notice and saying something which is urgent. For example, they will request a rescheduling of exam or, you know, rescheduling of the class. And those kind of things is like tough to convince them,
yeah,
on the other side,
yeah.
which is out of your control.
Right.
But I would still enjoy those kind of things.
And did you manage to influence the teacher's decisions?
Absolutely, because like if it is, you know, or the justifiable kind of request from the student,
right.
for sure I will go for that and tell them what is happening. And that's where I used to apply my good interpersonal communication.
Nice, very interesting.
Yeah.
Samuel, thank you so much for sharing your story with us here on Radio Mirayah on the Spotlight program. Let's just break for a short musical break and we'll be right back.
Hey, yo. I'm not even gonna lie. I used to call myself an ugly you, but I'm not even an ugly you. I'm a sexy you, you understand? Girl all over the globe wanna uck me, you understand?
Girls in my crib, zero Snapchat, zero Instagram, boo. Swing, fuck up the vibe, my dick. Start falling like London Bridge. I don't care if I saw you in a magazine or if you're on TV, that one don't mean nothing to me. Don't need a shower, oh baby, I need a free. Lick it like ice cream, as if you mean to be disgusting. It's not enough. Chop my banana, one side I lie, then no stopping up. Go sharp enough, fuck that. Me if I go, Lord, I go. Right past my phone. Me a dandy, mucha coma. Eyes wash champagne in bamboo. I get a girl from the ghetto. Oh yeah, ke, demo. Oh yeah, ke, jello. Oh yeah, ke, oh oh. Oh yeah, ke, oh yeah, ke, oh yeah, ke. Mama Sheba, come back on. Make me the star to the paragon. Start to the halagon. Cause you know say my people they calagon. Ogun lo magbawo. As I hate in on us, make we manyamo. No, I be my father's son, cause you know say I come from Potako. That's why I'm a jago. Start to the dance, I'm like I do. Con it on lago. I go show you say bounce and the lago. Cause I be city boy. And as a day for the street, they give me joy. Lamborghini boy. Put the muscle on Jesus and I'm not religious. Oh, I know.
Yo, if I go, Lord, I go. Oh yeah, ke, demo. Oh yeah, ke, jello. Oh yeah, ke, oh oh. Oh yeah, ke, oh yeah, ke, oh yeah, ke.
Hey yo, I'm not even gonna lie. I used to call myself an ugly you, but I'm not even an ugly you. I'm a sexy you, you understand? Girl all over the globe wanna ask you, you understand?
Oh yes, welcome back. You're listening to the Spotlight program and today our spotlighter is Samuel Cherinet. Samuel is a UNV from Ethiopia. He holds a master's degree in international cooperation and humanitarian aid. And this is just one of the accolades that he has gathered over the years. And he is now working with UNMISS in WOW. Yes, we continue the conversation here. Samuel has already spoken to us about his experience experience as a UN as a volunteer, and this started way back then in school. And he pointed out some of the interesting beats where you had to represent your classmates. Sometimes you had to influence decisions when you were able to, and when you were not able to, then you had to tell your students, you know what, this is way beyond my jurisdiction. There's only so much that I can do. And he has been sharing that so many of the other things that kept him going. But yes, Samuel, how does the prospect of being a volunteer in often hard conditions like some that you find in South Sudan, it is very hot. And actually, how is the temperature? How are the temperatures in Ethiopia? Is Ethiopia as hot as South Sudan?
Depends on the location. I actually have experience of working in, as I've already mentioned, experience of working in a very complex city, of course, in a very hazardous area when it comes to environment.
Mm.
And responding to your question, yeah, in some highland areas are relatively good when it comes to weather, but of course there are areas which is hotter than even wow in Ethiopia. If you go to southeastern part of the country, So I used to be in the same situation, but when I was in back home, that has also helped me cope with a current environment in wow.
Right.
But the you will forget those kind of challenges once you are into supporting the community which is already affected by the crisis, and also providing them with provision of programmatic activities, implementation of quick impact projects, and you will see the tangible impact. For example, if you go away to some of the areas where we have quick impact projects, the already completed project, you would see students learning in a safe classroom.
Mm.
You will forget those external kind of challenges.
Okay.
The impact of your intervention and also your team's effort.
Hmm. So now, yeah. Like coming away from all those questions related to UN volunteerism, let's just talk about about your survival skills. I know you mentioned some, and like what you just say, that whatever experience you acquired in working in several other different environments actually prepared you for what you found in WOW or in South Sudan. So on a lighter note, though, if you were stranded, for example, in a desert island, what would you prefer you get stranded with? What would you carry with? What luxury would you carry with to that desert island?
I have my books.
Mm-hmm.
I have plenty of books with me, okay, which I always go with if I travel. And of course, as I said, some snacks to survive and water.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, okay, but they said one luxury, though, between your books and your snacks, what would you choose?
Obviously, snacks. I can't survive.
Me too. I would go with snacks, trust me. Survival is paramount. So, yes, who are the people?
Exactly.
Yes, moving forward, Samuel, who are the people that have been so influential in your life?
Yeah, they are many. My teachers, like when it comes to the academic world, my teachers have a big role. Of course, internally starts with family, especially my dad has a big influence on me, especially in my professional life.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to academic, and also, of course, in a professional life, my teachers and also my line managers has contributed and influenced me a lot, and they contribute to my career.
And earlier on in the program, you mentioned how you work closely with the community where you are. How would you describe your relationship with the community members in WOW or in Western Baragazal in general? Because you mentioned three other payams that you are actively working in.
Yeah, we have a good relation with the community we are serving. As I said before, we used to go to field to assess the general protection of civilian environment, security situation, just for further early warning information. And also we will have in general engagement with the community leaders, the community-based services, and also local authorities. That is where we get information which is related to our programming, protection, transition, and reintegration section. For example, when it comes to quips from our patrol information, if you go on patrol to some of the areas and the communities raise concerns and have based on that concern, we will share that information with the management team. And also, for example, if it is a request related to a school, from mandate point of view, we will consider it and then do the project proposal. So we have a good interaction with the community we are serving.
Right. That sounds really good.
We go to patrol.
It sounds really good. Okay. Yeah. So, how have your parents dealt with your career and your success? I mean, bearing in mind that your dad influence your career path?
Well, I came from a very rural area, and my dad is a retired teacher. You know, when you are from a teaching family, or like when your dad or your mom is a teacher, like they will influence you to make sure that you are doing well when it comes to academic life. And they were providing me indispensable support since then, and then they also making sure that I'm in the right track. And after I complete my secondary and higher education, I joined different organizations. Even throughout my career life, they check on me, what's happening, how it's work, even encouraging me to continue with my education, and of course providing all the support I need from them, which is too long to mention now.
Right, it's okay. Just give us a synopsis or just a highlight of some of those things.
Yeah, for example, when it comes to like continuing with my education while I'm doing my job, they supported me in different ways to continue my education, to do different trainings, online and in-person training as part of the personal development plan and also capacity building. That led me to my skills and the knowledge around the sector in which I'm currently working.
Right. So what would you have become if you hadn't become who you did become?
That's a very difficult question.
Why?
Yeah, because like black and the white, my dad, my mom always told me to just to make sure that I'm doing right and to be somewhere, you know. Your family always need you to grow academically, professionally, of course, socially, So,
okay. So, are you happy with how life turned out for you? Are you happy with how you spent your time?
Yeah. I'm very happy.
Okay. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, and of course, 10 being perfect, where would you be? Mm-hmm. Where would you place yourself?
This is another difficult question. Like 9, 8.
Wow. No, closer to 10. Clearly, you're happy with your life, and I'm happy for you, too. Right, and as we conclude this program, let's just go for a very short musical break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Oh yes, welcome back to the final part of the Spotlight program. And of course, our Spotlight guest is Samuel Cherinet, who is with me and he's best in WOW. And thank you so much also for following the Spotlight program on Radio Miraya. We continue with it. Well, Samuel, every guest on the Spotlight is given a chance to choose a book. I know you say that you have books that you move with every time you travel. And of course, that means that you are a book person. What is that book that you like to read all every time, like every time you're in leisure or you read during your leisure time?
You mean one or?
I don't know. You tell me. Are you saying that you read several books
I
in
like
a week?
I like a book called Star in the Sky, which is written by Yota Farah. That's my favorite book. Mm.
And you read that book every chance you get?
Maybe I can, I read that one.
Okay.
A very interesting book.
Right, right. Yeah. And of course, we have come to the end of this program. As you always head out to go to the field, since you're not based in Juba, what are some of those things that you carry to the field that make your life easy, in WOW particularly?
Well, from the safety point of view, we always carry our PPE. Because you travel to some pocket areas, and then they also it is mandatory to have our PPE, and we have some snacks, which is from different, you know, actually, that's where you apply, you know, different cultural foods from different team members, and pieces of water, because we don't usually go to the remotest area, like the remote area we travel is Dampbear, Raja, but for those short distance patrols, we check carry those snacks, food, to enjoy on the way.
Right. Well, Samuel Cherinet, thank you very much for letting us hear your story here on the Spotlight on Radio Miraya. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much.
Right. Oh, yes, this is a Spotlight program, a show that highlights UN volunteers in South Sudan. And our guest today has been Samuel Cherinet, who is a UNV from Ethiopia. He holds a master's degree in international cooperation and a humanitarian aid, a certificate in humanitarian operations program, and bachelor's degree in political science and international relations. Well, Samuel has over 6 years of experience in humanitarian and development sector, working for different international NGOs within complex humanitarian settings. Before coming to UNMISS, he worked for GIZ, Save the Children International, and International Organization for Migration, which is IOM, and Digital Opportunity Trust International. Well, Samuel is passionate about learning new things, playing table tennis, running, and being outdoors. And thank you so much, Samuel, for sharing your story with us here on the program. I've been with you, Irene Lasu, and thank you so much to the producer of this show and of course to the entire Radio Mirror team. From me to you, it's bye-bye for now.
The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.